Hola.
Hi.
And bienvenidas to Super Mamas.
Super Mamas.
This is Paulina.
And this is Prisia.
And in this, our first podcast ever, we talk about our personal experiences of being, of course, Super Mamas. You will get to know a little bit about who we are, our hubbies, our beautiful babies, of course, our family, and our friends.
And yes, that includes all of our mommy friends out there. Oh, and by the way, this should not be considered in any way professional parenting advice. So don't take it too serious.
We're here to have a good time, drink lots of wine, and sorry, Mom, but we do talk a lot about you.
But you know we love you, and if it wasn't for you being the super mama that you are, we would not be here. So thank you.
Thank you. Okay, listas?
Here we go. Okay, so now we're here. We hit record. And it's official. We have a podcast.
We have a podcast.
Okay, Paulina, why did you want to have a podcast?
I just feel like I have so much to say.
I know, me too.
I just want to talk and talk and talk.
I feel like all moms just want to talk and talk and talk.
We don't have nobody to talk to.
So now we're
except
talk.
Our kids.
So let's just explain to everybody where we are and how we got here, what we did, and how we are in our... Oh, wait. Let me turn my phone off.
After a very stressful setup.
Stressful. My husband is home with the kid and my dog for the first time by himself, and he's sending me pictures, of course, every 5 minutes, of my baby passed out. How cute he looks.
Aww.
My baby. We are at a restaurant. It's Friday afternoon. We're not really sure when this first podcast is going to air. Because we're still trying to figure out the editing process.
We barely figured out how to put together a microphone.
Well, actually, our mic stand is not really a stand. It's a box. And the mic's just sitting on top. But it's a nice mic.
It's a really nice mic.
And I hope that you can hear it through wherever you're listening to. Well, anyway, where were we?
Why do we want to do a podcast?
No, we're saying where we are. Okay, so we are at a restaurant, yes. And this is our first shot at this Super Mamas podcast that we're very, very excited
super
about.
Super Mamas!
So you say Super Mamas because yes. You're more Mexican than I am, and I say Super Mamas. So we see which one sticks.
Well, it is a bilingual, bicultural podcast.
It is. It is, because that's why we wanted to get it started, because yes. So I'm a first-time mom. My baby is only 3 months old. Yeah. I guess in mommy terms, he is, let's see, 13 weeks, right?
13 weeks.
Because that's how mommies know. He's like, it's not like he's 3-4. It's like he's 13 weeks until they get to like a certain time where now it's like months. Like he's 18 months, 19 months, and then... Like, Krista's probably, like, how old?
She's, like, 3.5. She's
okay, you
more
say,
than 3.5.
Okay, so
like,
you don't say months anymore.
No.
At what point do you stop saying months?
I think at 2 years old.
At two, like, she's 24 months, you
yeah,
guys.
Yeah, we don't say that.
Like, she's 26 months?
No.
And then you have another baby?
We just go, like, 18, and then we just go, like, 2 years, and that's it. 2.5, 3, 3.5, 4, you know.
And then you have another baby?
I have two babies. Krista is 3.5. She'll be 4 in October. And Sabina is...
But you're still planning... You're just like, okay, she'll be 4 in October, and you're already starting to plan her birthday party.
I already have the piñata, and I already have the candle.
She has my mom. She has my mom shopping for her piñata in Oaxaca.
No, she already has
it. Oh, she already has it.
She already has a piñata.
And I just... Okay, okay. I have to, like... And also, just... Like, also a note, my brother is also in her office.
Yay, Fernando!
Yay, our brother Fernando, who will probably be, like, a side... kick on our shows because we
he's a sidekick when we pump.
Yeah, so we have an office here at our restaurant, and we come in here and I totally pump. I turn around, like he doesn't get like full boob action, but I do pump, and my brother always sits on the side and he gets like ding 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 ding, you know, that pumping noise. Yeah.
I did the same thing with Fernando, so he's probably always gonna be kind of like in the background
just listening,
coughing,
Yeah, if you guys hear a cough, that's our brother in the background. That's sick. His cue.
That's his cue.
Well, anyway, so you have two kids.
Yes, so Krista is 3.5, and she'll be 4 in October. And Sabina, it's going to be 9 months in a couple of days. She'll be a year in October as well.
Yeah, your babies are your babies are 3 years apart.
Exactly 3 years apart, which is, like, funny because you and I are exactly three years apart as well. We're both from October. And both my girls are from October. And I don't know. If I would have planned it, I would have never been...
I know. It's crazy. Like, I was born October 17th.
Yes.
And Krista, your oldest, was born on October 16th.
Yes.
And then you were born on October 11th. And Sabina, your youngest, was born on October 10th. So that's crazy. So we have your future baby, which will... It's like, I'm sure everybody always asks, like, so when's your next baby? It's like people never stop asking. You can have 10 kids, and it's like, when's your next baby coming?
Well, I don't know. After 10, you're probably like, you should stop having babies now.
I think after 3, it was like, okay, stop. Like, when are you going to stop having babies?
So, I don't know if I'll have a third one yet, but, you know, if I do, maybe, hopefully it'll be one in July, like my brother.
July 20th.
20th.
A day before our brothers.
Super dope. But yeah, so now we have 4 October birthdays in the family. It's like really busy. And it's hard trying to decide like the birthday party dates and it's just a mess.
If you want them together, if you want to do one party because mom, like I never had my own birthday party.
I feel like you did at some point.
I don't think I did. Well, now that I'm older, I get own birthday parties, but even then, so we're sisters. I don't even know if we've said that already.
We're sisters.
This is Paulina.
I'm the oldest. I am 30 plus years old.
I mean, we have to be honest.
But you know what?
No, I'm
34 years old.
We have to set up. Okay, from now on, this is our first podcast, and people are really getting to know us. And I hope a lot of you who are listening know us and support us. Like,
hey, friend.
If you've gone this far listening to it, you haven't turned us off. And you listeners, we want to be completely honest with you guys. This is a podcast that my sister
Very raw,
and I,
honest podcast.
Yes, this is a podcast that my sister and I know she texted me one day and was like, we should start a mama podcast.
Yes. And she didn't respond. She was like, okay. And I was like, inside of me, I was like, fuck, she's not even excited about it. I was like, dude, what's up with the excitement?
And then I was like, yay, exclamation point. I had like my baby. I had just had my baby like after a month and a half. And she's texting me, let's start a podcast. Like, I was like, okay, give me like a couple weeks to, you know, get better. But anyway, so then we just started getting excited and we decided, okay, we got to do it. And we finally got to do it.
Yeah, I just feel like, I started getting into the whole mommy podcast through a friend at Mommy and Me class, because I go to Mommy and Me. And she said, oh, you should listen to this podcast, blah, blah, blah. And I started to listen to it. And I was like, that's cool. You know, I mean, I like it. It's really, really cool. But I was like, I mean, a lot of it didn't really connect to a lot of it.
Side note, I did just pour wine on a glass. Yes.
We're going to have a lot of wine in this podcast. But I just feel like, you know, our experiences as Latino moms are completely different, even here in the U.S. Are they completely different? Like, my experience is so much different from all the other mommies from Mommy and Me. And I just feel like, man, you know, I've talked to my friends, and our experiences as Latino moms are so different that I was like, there's nothing out there for us. Like, we just gotta talk about what we go through, and, you know, it's just totally different. I'm not saying we're better, but it's just so different.
It's a different culture.
Totally.
It's a different thing. But I feel like we both kind of have a little bit of both. Like, you know, like you go to Mommy and Me. Like, you think mom went to Mommy and Me? Mom, like, that doesn't exist in Mexico, you know, like,
it doesn't.
If it exists right now, we have to call our friend Adriana.
Yes.
So we have a girlfriend that just gave birth. She lives in Oaxaca.
Hola, Adriana.
I know she's listening.
Adi, China.
I know she's listening. She has to listen. So if you're not listening, shame on you. But
we'll make sure
she listens. But she just had a baby. And I actually, I mailed her a pump. I sent her a pump with mom.
Yeah.
And I told her, like, what she needed. And I was
She had no idea what a pump was.
She didn't know what a pump was. And I was like, wait a minute. You don't have a pump? And she's like, people don't really pump here. And, you know, it's got, like, a bad rep. Like, they told me it hurts. And I was like, does it? I mean, okay, first of all, like, when you start breastfeeding, it hurts.
Like another episode.
It's like a horror episode. Like,
episode on breastfeeding.
Yes, yeah, so when you start breastfeeding, of course it hurts. But I don't know why in Mexico pumping isn't, like, a thing. You know, like, here...
I don't know. And, you know, like, they have so many beliefs, like, because, of course, you're licking, and what do we do with the milk? You know, how do we give it to the baby? My mom, tells all these things about, like, oh, you have to throw it in a certain way, and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, like, when I started... So, our mom... So mom was with me for the first couple months, which was like the most amazing thing in the world. And she, when sometimes milk went bad, or I don't know, like, you know, you heat it up and then it's not good anymore or whatever.
Or so you have too much alcohol.
Or yes, or something happens that you can't use the milk. Mom didn't let me. I would like dump it like down the drain. She's like, no. Like, you know, because if you dump it down the drain, you'll, like, don't have milk anymore. So she's like, yes, las flores, you know. So I'd have to, like, you know, pour it outside, and I gave it to my flowers. So my flowers could, like, you know, and, I mean, I don't know if it's true or not, but.
But this is the same person that is talking about, like, no abrazas a tu hijo porque se va a acostumbrar.
Oh, God, I hate that. That's, like, going to be a whole other episode about moms. Mexican moms tell you not to do, like, carry your child because your child needs love. And it's like, no, porque se va a acostumbrar. And there's this word that I hate. What's the word?
Embrasilar.
Okay. Embrasilar. Like, who has... Okay, I want to know what other culture in this world has that word.
Maybe there is. We don't know.
But if there is, I need to know. So if you guys know, can you guys, like, send us a note? You guys can send us an email to... We don't even have an email.
Okay, let me write
this down. But you know
what?
Let's write this down. No. But you know what? Let's do it to me and you. No. Let's think of an email right now. What email are we going to send it to?
Well, you know...
Our website is supermamaspodcast.com.
So,
Supermama. Or, you know, we do have a Facebook page. Is Supermama's Podcast.
Yeah,
you can just send us, like us on Facebook. Send us a message through Facebook. Is Supermama's Podcast. Our website is supermamaspodcast.com.
Or supermamas.com/podcast.
And it's spelled S-U-P-E-R-M-A-M-A-S. So it is mamas. And we have our Instagram, of course, and our Twitter, which is @_supermamas. So send us a message. And let us know if you know of any other culture that does have a word like embrasilar, which is my... It was like, I hate it. I think one day I snapped at mom because I was like, can you stop? Like, I want to hug my child without you looking at me like you're going to get him used to hugging. Like, I mean... Yes, mom.
Sabina is 9 months old and my mom still tells me, oh, todavía la tienes conectada al cordón. No la has dejado ir. And I'm like, oh my God, mom, seriously? Like, no.
You're like, I just want to hug my child.
Yeah, please let me love my child.
But that will be for like another episode. We'll have guests here.
We will.
We're very excited about that. But this one was just, you know, it's our first one, and we wanted you guys to get to know us. Those who don't know us.
So we didn't finish. I am the oldest.
Oh, right. This is gonna happen a lot, I guess. We still have to get used to like the. You know, flow of the whole thing, train of thought. But
so I am 34 years old. I have a 3 and a 9 month old, and I am the oldest. We're 4 brothers. Well, we have 1 brother. Actually, we're 5.
We're five.
There's 4 sisters and 1 brother. And I'm the oldest. And I was born in Mexico, in Oaxaca. Oaxaca. I mean, that's just like another... different subject. I was born in Oaxaca. I came when I was 11. And I
came where?
Came here to LA.
Okay.
We live in LA. I came when I was 12, and I went back to live in Mexico when I was 19. I was there for like 4 years. I met my husband there. I fell in love with him. And then I came back here 9 months later. He came. And now we have a family. You know, there's us and the kids. And we run a restaurant here in LA.
We do.
It's Gelaguetza. Some of you might know it.
We just won a James Beard Award, so you know it's legit. It's a legit restaurant that our parents founded 21 years.
21 years 21 ago this years year. Ago. That's a long time ago. So we run a restaurant, and we are actually here at the restaurant right now. You're probably outside eating at La Ayuda, and we're like in the office recording a podcast.
Yes.
And you don't even know. And so
and it's really
much,
hot in here.
Oh my God, it's so hot. But pretty much we're here the whole time, like every day, all day. You know, my kid is actually in the other office. I'm looking at her through the monitor and the camera. She's over there, you know, helping out. She's excited to be here today. She did not have school. And I just was like, okay, so come to work with me. And she's excited. She actually likes it so far. I mean, she's only 3 and a half.
She has no choice.
She has no choice. I mean, she's done by herself. Okay, just put it out there. She's with
people. Yeah, she's not alone in the other office. She's not just like in the other stuff where she, you know, she has another office and we have a couple people in the office. Today's payroll day, Friday. So she's giving away checks today.
She is such a good girl. So that's me, you know. I feel like I'm, you know, more Mexican than American, you know, even though I've been here for more than half my life. I feel like I'm more Mexican. I still think in Spanish.
You count in Spanish?
I count in Spanish.
I count in Spanish
my husband is like super Mexican, so we still like our music, everything, our food, like it just our life is like very Mexican here. But you know, I mean, I love LA, and I wouldn't want to live anywhere else. And I'm so grateful for being here in this country that, you know, I mean, we're here doing a podcast.
I know.
And, like, running a restaurant at the same time. And, you know, it's just so many, so many good things. So that's me. And now you.
I can talk forever, which is, I think, why I was like, let's do a podcast. And I think people who know me is like, yeah, Bricia, I can talk forever. So my name is Bricia. And like my sister, well, she was, you were 13 when you moved.
No, 1994. Oh yeah.
I was 10.
You were 10.
When we all moved to, LA, my dad had just opened a restaurant selling Oaxacan food in a little corner. And he said, come on down, ladies. I need free labor.
And I need some more stuff. I'm running low on you.
And I'm running low on cheese. So, by the way, when you guys come over, can you bring some cheese with you? This is exactly what we did. We crossed the border with cheese and tortillas in our backpacks. And, you know, our life has always been the restaurant. I am 30 years old. And I am married to a wonderful man. We've known each other for 5 years.
Well, I'm still 33 then.
Well, then, okay, then you're 33. I'm 30. I don't know.
Okay, I'm 33, soon to be 34.
I'm 30 going on 30. And I'm married to a wonderful man. We met about, five years ago.
Five?
And we got married last year. And we have a beautiful baby boy. His name is Eduardo Santiago.
No, say the full name because it's like kind of like a long name.
Okay, my baby's name. It's Eduardo Santiago Maitorena the Fourth.
Yes.
I know he's going to be like the president or something. I know he's got a very regal name. But my husband's a third. And, you know, he was so excited that it was going to be a boy. I always thought I was going to have a girl. I just thought I was going to have a girl. But it was a boy, and my husband was like crazy, and then I was like, oh my God, I'm having a boy. And it has changed my life completely, completely. I know it's so cliche to say that, and all moms say that, like, oh my God, your life changes, but.
Oh yeah.
It does, but then you don't notice it changes. It's almost like your life changes, but you don't remember what your life was like before. I don't know. It changes you, but you don't feel it. I don't know. It's such a, like, weird thing to explain for me. But anyway, so it's, you know, my son. And I run the restaurant with my brother and my sister. We have a youngest one who is 23.
23?
Yeah, she's 20.
Well, actually, she'll be 23.
In a month. So she's 23 for all purposes. 23. And our brother, who we already spoke about.
he'll be He'll be hitting his late 20s.
He'll be 28. And then we have a younger sister.
Who is 18.
And she lives in Mexico with my parents. We have a different mom, but we still consider her part of the family, of course, more than... we love her, and she lives in Mexico with my dad. And she also just had a baby.
She just had a baby?
She did.
In May.
So her all of our kids... Like... A month younger than mine.
Yeah,
baby?
Sabina is 9 months. Eduardo is three months.
So Leah is
2 months.
Yeah.
Today.
So she's a month. Yeah. Today. Yeah. So she's a month younger than
Eduardo. That's exciting. I mean, that's like I'm super excited about that because, you know, I feel like we didn't really grow up with a lot of our cousins around. I mean, we did.
First
part of our life. But then after, you know, we didn't.
Yeah.
So we moved here.
Everything changed when we moved here. But we were so blessed that we actually, like, grew up in Oaxaca.
Yeah.
That we were able to go out and play and...
Oh my God, our childhood was so different.
Yeah, and so you know, different. It's totally like free-range parenting now, they call it.
I guess it has a name.
It has a name now. It's called free-range parenting, and that's the kind of that's how we grew up.
That's right.
Like my
Completely.
Sister.
Oh my God, the stories that we have when we were kids, like...
We grew up in Mexico.
Our dad?
And not just in Mexico. Like, we grew up in Oaxaca. Like, it's, you know.
Yeah, if not, right now it's small. Imagine, like, 20
like, I go to Oaxaca right now, and I'm like, this is such a small place. And, like, now imagine when we lived there, which was, like, 21 years ago.
Wow.
I started working when
I was 8 years old.
You were, I know.
Not like my daughter. Like, oh, she's pretending to work.
Yeah, I mean,
right
you
now,
work.
No,
like, you had
I
keys.
Really work.
Like, you had keys to the business. Like, you had to open and close. Work.
I had to open and close. I had to take the bus to a different
town. It's like if you took the bus from here to where?
To Bon Nuys?
I know, it's not that far.
No, I don't know. To Culver City?
Maybe. Like, from Oaxaca?
I mean, we're in Koreatown.
We're in Koreatown right now, so... I don't know how far Koreatown. I think like the.
I mean, I don't know. It was just far. I mean, you have to take a bus.
Yeah, I mean, you had to take a bus.
And it was not even a local bus.
No, it wasn't. Did you really take that bus?
We did. How do you think we got there?
Wait, it was you and me though. It wasn't just you by yourself.
Oh, okay, fine. I was 8 and you were 5.
There was a five-year-old taking care of you.
So yeah, and I mean it was so different. Like even now that we talk to our parents about it, my dad's so embarrassed. He's like, "Oh my God, I can't believe I did that," you know.
But it was so normal then.
Yeah, it was fine. Like
in the town where we were was safe.
It just sucks that we don't have that for our kids.
That we can make them work.
No.
It sucks that I can send my 8-year-old to work.
No, that like that they're not, you know, like that I can't just have my daughter like play outside in the street like we did.
You know, or maybe it's just the places we live. I don't know. I mean,
no, I don't know. I mean, even in Oaxaca now things are different.
Yes,
they are completely different.
They are. They know? Are. It's not like things used to be. Does that mean we're old?
We are.
Like, I remember how things used to be. Like, when you start saying that means like you've crossed the bridge,
oh
man.
Oh my God. No, but it's so different. You know, it's so, so different. Like, everything is so wrong here. Like, I don't know. I mean, for me, it's been kind of hard. Like, I've gone through some things with my kids, and I'm always scared of everything now. I mean, here. I don't know.
And we'll talk about that in a different episode.
Yeah, we will. But, you know, it's like the things that mom... The things that mom and dad did with us, like, right now, if somebody would see that, it'd be like, what the hell?
Like,
is
hit us.
What's wrong with you? Yeah. Like, corporal punishment.
Like spanking, people call it here spanking.
Well, you know, but like, I mean, I've read so many articles about spanking here that, I mean, I guess like you have to, it depends on the state. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
It depends on the state.
I haven't gone that far in parenting, I guess.
Yeah, like it depends on the state that you are. Like, it,
wow.
Like,
I bet you Texas is like, yeah, beat them with the belt and it's fine.
At the age that you can start spanking them or something, and you have to talk to them about it. Like, oh, okay, here, I'm going to spank you right now, you know?
Well, I remember when we went to that conference, we went to, oh, dang.
Hello?
Okay, hold on.
Okay, I think we're back.
I don't know at what point we came off.
Something happened. Okay, forgive us. This is like our first try.
Happened. let's give it a pause. Let's do a pause just in case. Pause. Anyway, so spanking.
Yeah, you know, in some states, well, I've been listening to a lot of podcasts lately about everything. So one of my favorite podcasts is like This American Life.
Oh, I love that show.
I think that's the one, that's the first podcast that like I started listening to, and then I got hooked on podcasts.
Yeah.
Thanks to my brother, Fernando, because he told me about it.
And he's so smart. We
he
love
is.
Him.
Like, he
he's the best brother
everything.
In the world.
He knows everything about everything. He knows, like, he literally knows everything about
and
everything.
And if he doesn't, he just pretends he knows, and we just believe
and
it.
And he always disputes you for everything. Like, he, you know, he does. Anyway.
He helped us get this mic to work.
Anyway, so there was this one thing about spanking. And it was, I found it pretty interesting, and that's where I learned that in different states, in the United States, it's different. The
I have
age
no idea.
For spanking. But anyway, like, I do not beat up my child.
No, we don't beat
we
up.
We don't. Like, I'm just saying, like, it's comparative to what we grew up with, you know. But, you know, I think times are changing, I guess.
And there's so many things nowadays. And I think that's where we sort of, you know, where we do our best. And nobody, like, judges anybody here.
Yes, that's the one thing that, like, I think I wanted to get across is, like, no matter what you're doing, how are you doing it, like, you're doing it fine.
You're, okay, first
you're
of
doing
all,
the best you
are
you
doing
can.
It.
You're doing
and
it.
And that's more than you're, you know, you're already.
You're keeping you're, that child alive.
Like, as long as the child's breathing and it's, you know, eating, then it's, the child's all going to be okay.
Yeah.
And I think everything else just becomes, like, very, like...
Plus, I think now there's so much information out there. Like, it's so confusing and overwhelming on what you should do and you shouldn't do. And, like, you should do this and you should do that. And there's this technique about this and this technique about that. And if you try to do it and you fail, you feel like a horrible parent. Because that's happened to me, like, a couple of times. Like, I'm like, I'm going to do the sleep training, you know, and then it didn't work out. And I was like, oh, I suck, you know, my child's never going to sleep. And but then, you know, my child's sleeping on her bed right now. So I guess.
You're 3 and a half.
Well, she started sleeping by herself when she was 1.5 years. I do sleep with my children, which is something different than
it's
we do.
It's very different. So our styles of parenting so far, I mean, so I'm just a new mom. So I'm here. I'm all like, yes, motherhood. But I've only been a mom in a very for a very short period of time.
But you already know what you want. Like, you have an idea.
I do. I do. And I always knew what I wanted since, you know, he was in my belly. And again, it's just all the information. And you think about it. And, like, my baby was sleeping in his own crib when he was 2.5 months. Mm-hmm. Which is, you know, people so, and then some people are gonna be like, I can't believe you left your child in his crib and his own. He's gonna grow up with, like, you know, he's gonna grow up with it. I don't know, like, he's gonna have issues and all these things. And then you have, so it's, you know, it's just, that's just the way I chose to do it. There's no right or wrong.
Yeah.
You know, you co-sleep with your kids and it's totally fine. Like, it's not.
Yeah, I still co-sleep with Tamina. She's 9 months old. And the truth of the matter is that I'm not ready to give her up because I'm not sure if I'm going to have more kids or not. I'm really not sure yet. So if she's my last baby, then I want to enjoy her as much as I can. And, you know, I just love... They grow up so fast. And I know everybody's like, oh, my God, they grow up so fast. But they do grow up so fast. I look at Grisa and they grow up so fast that, you know... there's going to be that day when they don't even want to hug me. They don't want to be near me.
No, see, now you're making me. I'm like, no, baby's going to sleep with me tonight.
So it's like, I want to enjoy them as much as I can. I want to, you know, enjoy them.
And you should. And that's the most important thing, I think, like, just enjoying your kids. And
yeah.
Being, like, and again, like.
Plus, I think, like, this time around, I am really, truly enjoying her. Like, I don't think I enjoyed Krista the first time as much as I should have.
Well, the first time you went through,
I had a really, really, really bad case of
postpartum depression.
Depression,
which is another thing Latinos don't talk about.
We don't, because you know what? It was funny because after the fact, when I was actually getting out of it, like, I started talking to my friends about it. And a bunch of my girlfriends went through the same thing. And I was like, why didn't you say anything? And they were like, no. You know, they feel judged. Again, the judgment. The, oh my God, this is what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to be a mother and you're supposed to love this child. And you know what to do. So how dare you feel this way? So and nobody, they till, don't say anything.
And I think until now, mom's like, what does that mean? Postpartum depression.
Poor mom?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. My mom says that that did not exist back when she was a mom. And I, the other day, I was like, well, you know what, mom? I think you're still depressed. I think you haven't gotten out.
I think you haven't gotten out of postpartum.
I think you're still postpartum after 23 years. But, you know, I was like, I'm completely sure that there was depression, of course. And yeah. more back then.
Of when, course. And, you know,
at least now we work and we do other things. And
you can know, talk about them. And, yeah. you know, and it's okay to talk about those things that, as opposed to before, when you told, I mean,
but yeah, like my closest girlfriends here went through it and they never said anything. And then here I am just talking about like, oh my God, I went through this depression and this and that. And they're like, I felt the same way. But I just feel like everybody talks about like, oh, the pregnancy, and nobody really tells you what happened after the baby's here, which is like really raw shit. Like real things happen yeah, to so, you, your body, you know, you everything. Have your,
you know, it's like in three trimesters, they say, right? Three trimesters.
Yeah, I don't think
obviously.
So.
And then you forget about, like, the other one, like, afterwards. Yeah. It's like...
Which I think it's the hardest.
Yes.
It's totally the hardest. The last trimester, the fourth after they're born, it's the hardest. Like
once you're born and oh once you have God. Them at home, it's tough. It really is tough.
Yeah, it's... I mean, all those sugar-coating commercials, like, oh, the baby's here. You know, it's... No.
And then mom looks like so glamorous.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, right.
I tried, man. I think all that, as you think about Latinas, like, you know, we try to like have our winged eyeliner. We're trying to like put my curls together. When Krista was born, I was putting your makeup on.
Yeah.
You're like, do my makeup real fast before my baby gets here. And then when the second one arrives, she's like, forget this shit. I'm just going to have this baby. And we both had really. Completely different experiences having our babies.
Yes. And yeah.
Completely different pregnancies.
And one from the other one. Like the three of them were completely different.
Yes.
Completely different.
And we will have episodes on, I mean, we're going to go into depth into all these things for now. But right now, I feel like we just want to let you guys know who we are.
And what this is about and why
and
this
why
is.
And why we're doing this. And why did we start a podcast?
So every time you guys sit down and listen to us, I hope that you guys have a glass of wine with you.
So yes, you have relax. A glass of wine with us. So I feel like we're not drinking by ourselves.
Right now is wine, but we also drink mezcal.
You know what? We can't. I think we're going to keep it as wine.
Or micheladas. Because it's hot.
Because it's hot. So for the summer, we're going to have a word from our sponsor. So why don't we just take a break for now and let us tell you about who is sponsoring our podcast.
Salud. Okay, so this week, our sponsor is I Love Micheladas.
I love micheladas too.
I Love Micheladas is a mix that we...
A michelada mix. Yes.
That we actually carry in a restaurant. And people loved it so much that we decided to put it out there in other places for people to get them.
Yes. So our michelada was so popular here at the restaurant, we decided to bottle the thing. You can get it through their website, which is ilovemicheladas.com. And we have a little coupon code for you, which is...
Supermamas at checkout, and you will get a nice discount, courtesy of Supermamas.
And courtesy of I Love Micheladas. And it's, again, it's a michelada mix that is so, it's so delicious. Like, I'm not just saying that because we make it, but it's actually really, really good. Like, we just used it we use it every time we get together with the family.
Yes. And also, like, from a mommy perspective, you know, it's so like easy to make, and it just saves so much time. And then you can
from any perspective, yeah, it's easy.
You can I'm just saying, because you know we're doing this for mommies, but you know it's so easy. Like, we're just so busy already, like trying to, like, you know, with the kids and everything, and now we have a get together and we have to cook and we have to do this, and now they want micheladas, and they, you know what, this is just easy. You just pour it in the cup, you rim the glass first with the sal de chile that it comes with, and you add the michelada mix into the cup, 3 ounces per cup, and then you just add your favorite beer. So you can get it through the website, ilovemicheladas.com,
Yes, and don't forget to use the Supermama discount code at checkout. And enjoy your michelada, guys.
Salud.
Summertime. Enjoy it. From our break,
and we went
through another bottle of wine. No, we still have some wine left. Yeah, we're just kidding. So now that you know who we are, please send us any questions that you have for us. And we just want to say that we are not qualified. Okay, I
don't have a PhD.
I don't have a PhD on babiness or mothership or motherhood, I should say. Yeah. We're all new at this. Like, I'm super new. I'm 3 months into this.
But we do have like a bunch of friends that are mothers.
And we do have that, and we have such a great support system. I know, like, a lot of my girlfriends were so amazing.
Yeah.
Through the first, you know, weeks of my life, one of my girlfriends, Patty, shout out. We will have her on the show eventually. She has this. She launched her baby book. It's not even a baby book. It's like toddler book, right?
Yeah.
Line of book. It's called
Little Libros.
And she has amazing cute little books. My baby has them all. He's too young to read, obviously.
But you know, we're actually we're so blessed to have so many talented friends that are mothers at the same time.
Oh wait, I forgot to finish my thought. Yeah, she sent me food while I was pregnant. This is gonna happen all the time. Like, I'm gonna start saying something, I'm gonna go completely to the right and forget to finish my thought. But anyway, she was so sweet. She sent over food for us, which I think is the most incredible thing you can do for a mom. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes moms don't want to see anybody.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of moms feel guilty for that.
Yes.
Because I know, I know at some point I didn't even want dad to be in the house.
Yeah, but
because I was like pumping, feeding mm-hmm. my kid, and I'm like, dad, like, go over there.
You want to be comfortable.
You want to be comfortable. And, and but sometimes, yeah, you do want to feel that support. And I had, like, my other girlfriend brought me donuts, and I thought it was the most incredible thing. And I think that's how it's changed me too. Like, now that I have friends that are pregnant, I'm like, oh my god, how are you? You know, mm-hmm. it's like I'm more
sympathetic.
Overall. Yes.
Overall, yes. You become more sensitive. Just overall, you become sensitive. And actually, where I was going is, like, you know, we have a lot of talented friends that are mothers that are very we'll have in the show too.
And they're super mamas. They are totally super mamas.
So how did we come up with the super mamas? Okay, so I think that for me it was like, because nowadays we are all super mamas, super women. Like, we take care of our family, we take care of our kids, the ones that work, you know, we hustle. The ones that don't work,
hustle even more.
More, like, I don't even know how you guys do it. Seriously,
You know what?
I give you props.
Okay, so I'm gonna be real honest. So before I was pregnant, before I had a baby, you know, I would meet moms, and of course, I had nothing. I mean, I had nothing in common with some of them, because it's like, you know, whatever. And they'll be like, "Oh, I'm a stay-at-home mom. You know, I'm a working girl." And I used to be like, "Oh, she's a stay-at-home mom."
Yeah, she's just a stay-at-home.
She's just, but I'm like, now I'm like, holy crap, you're a stay-at-home mom? Like, how the hell do you do that? Like, it's
so hard.
It's so hard.
So hard.
It's so hard. And I have a couple of friends now that are stay-at-home moms, and my goodness, like, my hat off to them. I mean, and I feel like also, like, men expect more from them.
Yeah.
Like, it's like you were home all day with the kids. What did you do?
When I was at home with my baby, my husband would get home, like, at the end of the day, and he would look around the house like he didn't do anything.
Yeah.
And I was like, F you, man. You come and stay here with the child, with the kid.
Speaking of a child, I think your child's off work.
She just plugged down.
Hi, Mama. Bye.
So,
my baby clocked off work.
Blame me. You're off. Okay, it's 5 o'clock. You're okay.
You're off the clock. Yeah, it's 5 p.m. It's on the dot.
So, my husband would get home and he was like, "Really?" Like, and I was like, "What? Like, really? What?" So, it's hard. You know, it's hard just being at home, and they expect you to, like, have food ready and, like, you know.
And take care of baby at the same time.
And take care of them at the same time.
And I think that's also a very... Oh, there... If you hear that in the background, it's baby music from... I don't know what she's listening to. She's having screen time, quote unquote. It's okay, well... It's okay. That's what being a mom's all about, right? Put some headphones. I think it's a very Latino thing because I don't know. Like, I feel like Latino men grew up like that. Like, you know, their moms did everything. You know, I don't know how mom did it because...
I have no idea.
She had 4 kids and she did make food every single day and she cleaned the house. And
plus, you know, she was married to dad.
And she was married to dad.
True.
Which is like even triple the work. Where were we going with this?
Men expecting a lot.
Oh, stay-at-home moms are being the most amazing things in the world. And yes. And they are. And we're going to have some amazing stay-at-home moms come into the show and talk about their experience of being stay-at-home moms and, like, really, like, and single moms.
What about single moms?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my God. Like, I know of a lot of single moms as well. And I told one of them the other day, like, there needs to be, like, a single mom day. You know, there's, like, a Mother's Day?
Yeah.
There needs to be, like, a single mom's day. Because they are both mom and dad. And they do, like, double the... Like, I couldn't even imagine what it would be like not having that support system every single day. Yeah. Like, today, you know, the sitter didn't come. I don't even know how to call her a sitter. She's, like, our family friend. Like, the nana didn't come. And my husband stayed with the kid all day. Mm-hmm. And which is like another thing, leaving, you know, your child with your husband. I think all of us kind of go through like, oh my God, my child. Make sure you do this, make sure you do that. But anyway, so, and like, if I was a single mom, like, what would I do?
Oh my God. I don't know. I have no idea. I have a couple of girlfriends that are single moms and I don't even know how they do it. Like, I always complain, like, oh my God, I'm so busy. I never have time. And I'm like, they really, really haven't. Plus, they have to work double.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Because they have to support themselves and the child. So, and this is very common, like, in our culture.
Yes.
Single moms. And we're going to talk about that. And any other ideas you guys have for a show, please feel free to, you know, send us an email. No, here we go with the email again.
Send us a message through Facebook.
Tweet us, you know, comment on our Instagram page. We'll, you know, and follow us on Instagram. Oh, you want to be on our podcast too, honey? Yeah. You know, send us all, like, a message on Instagram and follow us. Like, your Instagram handle?
@bowlove. Wait, I don't even know it.
I think you're... Well, my Instagram is @BriciaLopez.
Let me check.
It's just my name, B as in boy, R-I-C-I-A-L-O-P-E-Z. We are also going to talk about...
Oh, P-A-U...
underscore?
L-O-M.
So, Pau Lom.
Yes.
Pau L-O underscore Lom. And at the end of the show, we are going to talk about one thing we could not live without in our house, or one thing we shopped for this week, because...
Well,
we buy...
Wait, no, I did...
all the time.
Well, yes, today I bought a keyboard for my daughter.
Yeah, like today, you bought a keyboard for your daughter.
I bought a keyboard for my 3.5-year-old.
It was on sale.
It was on sale, so, you know.
And they're not as expensive as I thought they would be.
I know. You know, there's a bunch of things that were not as expensive as I thought, and so I bought them.
So, you know, that's what we should call our segment. Things
I didn't need, but I bought.
But I bought anyway.
So I bought a keyboard because I am trying, not right now, obviously, but I'm trying to decrease the screen time. From her, just because I feel like it makes her anxious. Like, I've noticed that it makes her anxious. So I'm trying to decrease it with activities, and I feel like the music would help her, you know?
Of course. And everyone loves
so music. I bought her a Yamaha keyboard. Like a really, like, full-on keyboard.
I know, like a grown-up keyboard. Like a grown-up. Which I think is great, because why would she need a kid's keyboard?
Oh, my God. There's so much shit that you're going to buy. Like, toys. Toy everything.
Everything's toys.
Everything's toy.
And when, like, you have birthday parties, people bring you toys.
Oh, my God. Like, I have boxes of toys that I haven't opened. literally from her last birthday.
You still have them?
I have them in the garage somewhere.
Well, good to know. I won't get you any toys for your next birthday.
No, no toys. Please, no toys. So I just got her a keyboard, and then my brother's going to use it later, he said.
He's getting his surgery done, so he's going to use the keyboard, okay?
He's going to use the keyboard. So that's the thing that I bought this week that I shouldn't have, but I did. What's the thing that you bought?
It's so funny. Oh, my God, we totally are the same. Let me see what I bought this week. You know, my husband's got a pretty, like, I'm going to say a tight leash, but it's hard to, like, hide stuff from him. Like, it's all, like, it's he's like, looks at things and it's like, you didn't have that before. It's not really as easy as to, like. So, I guess I'll go back a couple weeks because nothing comes to mind for last week. But for Father's Day, I wanted to dress.
Father's Day story.
No, I wanted to buy an outfit for the baby. Because I want him to match the dad, you know, whatever. I know it's corny, but I wanted them to have matching outfits. So I went on Gap, and I bought these shorts.
Oh, wait, I'm confused. This is the Father's Day story. Okay, I guess at some point we're going to talk about the Mother's Day story.
Oh, my God.
Well, go ahead.
At some point we're going to talk about the Mother's Day stroller story.
Yes.
But, no, so I bought my kid a pair of like, little, like, jean shorts or whatever, and then when they got there they were too big for him, and then when I opened the other drawer I realized he had like three shorts that looked exactly the same that people had given him. So I'm like, fail, like I should have like looked before I went out and shopped. But you know, you're there and you're shopping and you're like, my baby needs this,
and plus if it was on sale you had to get
it. yes I don't think this was on sale, but I'm gonna take to myself it was on sale. But anyway, yeah, that's what I bought that I shouldn't have bought. I know it's boring, but I'll have a better one for you guys next week because I buy shit all the time. And a tip for all the moms.
A tip for all the moms. Like
one tip a week.
One tip a week. For me, this week was like, okay, I'm taking Krista to swim classes. And she hates taking showers. She hates it. Like, she's in that stage where she actually has a song about it, and like that's her favorite song.
I hate taking showers.
No me quiero bañar, así cochina me quiero quedar. So like, what I do is I take her to swim lessons, and I trick her into like taking a bath at the gym, so nice. I don't have to shower her after. And with Sabina, I just like do like a 5-minute shower right before she goes to sleep in the kitchen sink, which is like
I've seen
super
you
super easy.
Okay, I've seen you doing that. Because I remember one day I went into your house, and I have a picture of that happening, too, like, in action.
It's so easy.
I walked in, her dad was like, it was the morning, and then Krista was in the kitchen sink, and she was just, like, hosing her down. I was like,
it's easy.
What are you doing?
It's the easiest thing, because, you know, you don't have to, like, bend over, do this whole thing with the tub. Like, you just fill up the sink of the
kitchen. But do you have dirty dishes? Okay, my house is full of dirty dishes, so that would not work in my home because...
Well, that, for me, it worked, and I think it's just, like, easier. Like,
yeah, because your husband does dishes all the time, which is not fair for the rest of us.
No, my husband hates doing dishes.
But he does them.
Well, yeah,
your husband cooks!
My husband cooks.
My husband cooks.
I love you, baby.
Oh, my God, that's not fair.
Your anyway, but... That's my tip. Like, you know, if you, like, right before they go to bed, like, if you have a small child, just put them in the sink of the kitchen and give them a little rinse, and they sleep like angels because it's so hot at night.
Okay, that's a good tip.
That's a good tip. For me, it works for me.
Well, I think my tip, it's, you know, I guess since my baby's only 3 months old, and I'm trying to still figure him out because... You know, so he does one. I think, like, I've done it with one thing. Like, oh, my God, I've got this. And then, like, it doesn't work. But the only thing that's worked, actually, is the earlier I put him to bed, the longer he sleeps.
My God. It's like, we can talk about for hours about sleeping.
I know, but I
good
right?
for you.
But I good realize, I'm like, if I put him down at 9, he wakes up at 1.
I know, when
which is already great, but which is already a wonderful thing. But if I put him down at 7:30, he doesn't wake up until 3:30.
Which is crazy, right? Wow. My best friend, she is such a great mom.
Jackie, like, shout out.
Jackie,
because you are.
You are, Jackie.
You are.
Like, you've taught me so much, dude, seriously. But, you know. So,
We should have her on the show one day.
We should.
She will talk forever too.
She would. She actually told me about, like, oh my God, I put my baby to sleep at 7. I was like, at 7? Like, who goes to sleep at 7? But I started doing that, and it's great. Like,
and then you have time.
You have time for yourself. You can be with the hubby, you know, for a little bit.
For like 2 hours.
Before you guys go to sleep.
Because then it's like 9, like, oh my God. It's like back in the day when it was like 2 in the morning. I remember before, it's like going to sleep at 9. At 9, I would start getting ready for the club.
That's when my little sister does. That's what Tita does.
Tita is like, 9 o'clock, I'm going to get in the shower and start putting my makeup on, putting my primer on to put my foundation on. Like, at 9, I'm like, oh my God, I'm so tired. But yes, you have those 2 hours, 3 hours to do what you have to do. But honestly, guys, it's true, though. Like, the one thing, like, I know it's, like, true. The earlier you put your baby to sleep, like, the longer they actually sleep.
Yes.
I mean, that's...
Right? You're completely right. Like, they put the... What I'm trying to do is I put Sabina to sleep at 7 and Krista at 8. And it's worked perfectly for me. But, yeah, like, I think... I did not believe in schedule before, like, but it works perfectly. It works perfectly because I've talked to people that don't have a time for their kids to go to sleep and they're just all over the place. And it just works better for us, for, like, the whole family.
I know my routine is, like, I shower him and, you know, sometimes you're so tired. It's happened to me. Like, I'm just so tired and the last thing I want to do is, like, run a bath from a baby. But once I open that, like, you know, like, cause I have a bathroom for him, and that's when I open up the faucet. And once the faucet's open, like, I know it'll take, you know, it's not that much, and I just run in. But that's the one thing I have to do every single night. It's run the bath, bathe him, and I pump, and I give him, like, a full feeding, and I don't give him breast at night. Like, I actually give him a bottle before he goes to sleep because I know he takes, mm-hmm. like, I'm okay, you're going, I know exactly how many ounces he's getting.
Yeah.
And then I burp him, I put him down, and we put the monitor on, and then me and my husband can just kind of do our thing.
So he already sleeps, like, he falls asleep on his own?
Yes, actually, yes, he does.
What? Oh my God. That's dope.
We'll have a whole other segment for sleeping and what we do, but he's only 3 months, so, you know, you never know what can happen in the future. There's, you know, all these things that can happen. And I will, like, and I will keep you guys informed.
But so far it's working, so that's great. I never could do it. I could never do it. I could never do that. But that's good, you know?
But that's what makes it so different.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's why I think some...
So that's your tip.
So that's my tip. My tip went up forever.
Going back.
That's my tip. My tip is to really put your kid down at 7 p.m. That's my tip.
All right. Well,
we can keep talking forever and we keep mumbling. But we will see you guys next week. We're going to have...
I think it
was a good first podcast.
What do you think, Fernando?
He's good.
He nodded and said it's good.
He gave us thumbs up.
He was a thumbs up. And we had, you know, your little baby's in your lap now. You're 3.5-year-old. And we're also going to have our husbands.
At some point,
we're gonna have our husbands here and guests and friends, and hopefully, you guys, we can give you things of even things that we just bought this week or things that we've bought before.
Oh my God, I have so many. You know, having a second child is like all the things that I bought the first time that I'm like
that you shouldn't have bought. But anyways, you guys like us on Facebook, please. It's Super Mamas
Podcast. And we promise it'll get better.
Yes, it will. We'll drink more wine, so maybe that will help. Wine.
Yeah.
And please tweet us at supermamas @_supermamas or follow us on Instagram @_supermamas
_supermamas.
Yes. And no subscribe. Acento. Please subscribe to our podcast.
Yay! Okay.
And that's it. You know, keep on momming, keep being super mamas. All of you guys are doing an amazing job. No matter where you are, no matter who you are, you guys are all super mamas.
Yes. Don't forget that. Everybody is super mama.
Bye.
Bye.